The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show, Sunday mornings here from 8 to 8:30. And today I am so excited to have the owner of a gem of a house as a guest on our show for the first half. And her name is Jen Sitchi-Kay. Jen is the owner of 100 Forest Avenue in Rockville, Maryland. You know, there's so many towns in this area, Jen, that have these old feeling areas, these areas that were built in the late 19th century, and Rockville is no exception. But it has a charm about it that really stands out. And your property, 100 Forest Avenue, by the way, if you're listening to what I'm saying, you can check this house out online right now if you go to ericstewartgroup.com, or you can go to any one of the websites you might use for searching for listings. Check out 100 Forest Avenue in Rockville, Maryland. You can do the virtual tour while we're talking about this house. It is a gem of a home. Jen, so many places you could live. Why did you choose Rockville?
Well, Rockville is my home. I was born and raised here. My parents still live down the street. I've got lots of family and friends, and I really didn't want to leave. Rockville is a great place to raise family. They've got great parks, great city services. My house happens to be walking distance to town center and walking distance to the Red Line Metro. This house was my childhood dream growing up. We used to drive through here, and I'd say to my parents, one day I'm going to live in that house. Mm. Sure enough, when it came on the market, I jumped to it, and I have not regretted it ever since, mm-hmm. ever. It is a gem of Rockville. It's it was built in 1890, 7 bedrooms. It was built for the first mayor of Rockville. Mm. It's got a beautiful backyard with a ginkgo tree that is an award-winning ginkgo tree. It's the second largest ginkgo tree in the state of Maryland. The front porch of this house sells it. I sit out almost every night on a cool night, either drinking a glass of wine or having coffee in the morning, listening to the rain. It's a stunning, gorgeous, beautiful house.
Wow. Wow. And for those who don't know, the ginkgo, commonly known as ginkgo tree, is called Ginkgo biloba. It's the only living species in the division Ginkgo phyta, all others being extinct. It's found in fossils dating back 270 million years. The tree is widely cultivated and cultivated for traditional medicine, sources of food, and so on. And it's an absolutely stunning tree, which is what makes this also particularly nice. So,
and I'll tell you, we have picked and brewed the teas, the leaves. So it's good.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So the word gem comes up constantly when I think of this home. And I think when you and I first chatted about this, I really, you know, that's what struck me. If you're a fan of Victorian style homes, whether you live in Chevy Chase or Vienna or somewhere in Northwest DC or in Arlington, Alexandria, or Kensington, or, you know, any number of places around, and you're listening to today's show and you are a fan of Victorian homes, this is an absolute must-see. It's a stunning color, Jen, that you picked for this. And I, being colorblind, I don't think I can do it justice. What would you call this color?
Well, so actually, originally the house was stained with green shutters, mm-hmm. and a rust trim around the windows. And when I bought the house was white with green shutters. And what we did was we actually scraped to find the true green and the true brick rust, mm-hmm. and tried to bring it back to its natural color. Of course, we couldn't bring it back to stain, so we decided to pick 3 separate shades of a cream or a tan. And the fish scales on the side of the are one shade, and then it gets a little bit darker as you move around the house in three different shades. So, but the shutters are green. It's the closest that we could get to the original, and as well as the brick red around the windows.
Wow. Well, okay. So this is built in 1890. It's a Queen Anne Victorian, just oozes character, oozes charm. The original brick paver path that leads you through the two sets of wooden French doors, you find these gorgeous pine floors there. Did you find those floors like that, or did you end up having to refurbish them? How'd you handle that?
So that's a great question. Actually, the house was in decent shape when we bought it. Mm-hmm. I'm only the fifth owner. It's a great mm-hmm. story. At some point, the house was divided into two and was a duplex. And Nellie Lu Kuei raised her family, her three children, on half the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And the Abbeys lived on the other side of the house. When the Kueis moved out, Dean Brenneman came in. He was at Mr. Abbey's grandson, and he put the house back to its original full state, and he really did a lot. He added two HVAC zones. He put the floors back to original. I did have to actually stain some of the floors on the third floor, but the plaster's been in great shape, and actually I just redid a lot of the plaster. But really, when you come up the grand porch and you come in through these double doors and through this vestibule, the whole hallway just it is a sense of awe.
Yes.
And to your right, there's this beautiful parlor. It was originally the guest parlor where people would be greeted. And then just beyond that is where we have the dining room. That was the family parlor. It's got beautiful sliding doors. It's all of the original windows. It's all the original woodwork and mm-hmm. seven ornate fireplaces throughout the house.
Seven ornate fireplaces throughout the house.
We do not use them. Somebody could certainly line them and use uh-huh. them and put some gas in there, and they would be mm-hmm. beautiful. There's the three main bedrooms have fireplaces in them, so it could be quite cozy.
We're talking 100 Forest Avenue in Rockville, Maryland. This is the gem of Rockville, 3,612 square feet. It's a seven-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, single-family home that, if you've ever watched It's a Wonderful Life, and you remember when George Bailey and Mary Bailey are singing Buffalo Girl's Gonna Come Out Tonight, and she throws a rock into the window of the house that's decrepit and torn. You know, this is that kind of feel, folks. This is where you want to live. This is where you want to raise a family. It's just where you want to live. It's so inviting. It's a gorgeous home from the outside. The backyard is stunning and fully fenced, and it's even got a kid's playhouse in the back that is often used as a camping ground. So it's really a wonderful spot and location. It's also at a high point within Rockville. So it sits up at a peak point where you get this vista view out of the sun setting in the west, and you see the sun rising in the east with other very stately homes all around it.
And Eric, I can also add, when I moved in, I actually added a bathroom, powder room to the first floor, and moved my laundry room upstairs to what used to be a sleeping porch. So it's a gorgeous, gorgeous laundry room, lots of cabinet space, lots of countertops to fold laundry for storage. And even the other two bathrooms, I updated the master bathroom. So it's got a walk-in glass shower. It's got a jacuzzi tub. I also redid the kitchen. It's beautiful, and it includes heated floors, nice granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and all that. So, and I guess lastly, well, two other things. The kids' rooms, all the bedrooms are huge, mm-hmm. big, huge rooms with closets inside there. And then hidden off the third floor, there's a secret little room, which could become a great playhouse or playroom or storage. It's little hidden gem as well.
That's wonderful. This is just 4.5 blocks to the metro, and Rockville Metro and the town center is just 2.5 blocks away. So you've got hosts of restaurants, whether it's Chinese or English or American or Irish or any number of great restaurants are right there. I've got to be like 30, 40 restaurants within a short walking distance. And then you go the other direction, you've got a gorgeous park there. You've got the Upper Watts Branch Park, which is right by Woodley Gardens. The Woodley Gardens pool is nearby, which has got a good swim team set up there. Carmen's Italian Ice, of course, if you don't mind putting a few calories on. And they've got the Hard Times Cafe and more. So in terms of ease of access to 270, it is literally a two-minute drive from the house on to 270. The schools, too, if you think about like Richard Montgomery, which is one of the top schools in the entire country. It's considered one of the top 100, according to Newsweek magazine. And the Beale Elementary School is just two blocks away. and then Julius West, also an award-winning school. So all of this, and what an opportunity at just $1,250,000, $1,250,000. Plus, Jen, I think you've got pretty friendly neighbors. Every time I'm by, it seems like everybody's waving at me and inviting me over to come over for coffee and whatnot. It's kind of crazy. Like, is that the way the whole community is?
It really is. It's such a great community. And even with my children who are now getting older, but when they were younger, we used to walk through the neighborhood and I'd say, this is a safe place. This is a safe place. Neighbors are always out in their yards, always talking, always helpful. We've got a workout crew. We've got, you know, folks who share honey and make and share coffee and whatever you need. It is truly quintessential old school Rockville.
Wonderful. Jen Sitchike, my guest today, and the owner of this home that she has put on the market for $1,250,000 at 100 Forest Avenue. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm going to take a quick break. I've got more of the Eric Stewart Show coming up. Stay with me.